This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Keshawn Freeman has been charged with murder in Tuesday's shooting of Jonathan Baldwin. Sheriff Bill Rogers said Freeman was arrested in Raleigh Wednesday morning. Freeman has first appearance in court today. He is being held under no bond on a charge of first-degree murder. We have much more on this story on our website. A plan to build more than 4,500 homes near Lake Waccamaw is not getting a very good reception from the community, although it has been forwarded by the Planning Board to County Commissioners with a favorable endorsement. Advanced Land and Timber Company wants to build the homes on Old Lake Road, approximately 2 miles north of East Columbus High School, towards the Buckhead community. A Facebook group critical of the development has grown to more than 400 members in just a few days. Commissioners will set a date for a public hearing at their next regular meeting. If you use NC 905 going into Brunswick County starting next week, you need to be prepared for delays and detours. The Department of Transportation will close 905 at the county line starting Monday for most of the month of June while the pipe is being replaced. Traffic will be detoured to NC 904, Ramsey Ford Road, and Big Cypress. Today is a good day to keep an eye on the sky and a hand on your umbrella. Columbus County is likely to see some strong to severe thunderstorms this evening with high winds and hail. We'll also see some more of that badly needed rain that's going to come through with this front, regardless of whether we get the severe storms. Christopher Cawley has your CCN local weather report on our webpage. Nearly 900 citations and violations were issued last week as part of Operation Spring Break, a five-county traffic enforcement effort. Columbus County Sheriff's Office hosted Friday night's efforts with Robeson County, along with help from New Hanover, Pender, and Brunswick. Saturday night's efforts were focused on the coastal counties. A total of 25 driving while impaired arrests and 875 other violations were reported. Governor Josh Stein jumped on the DMV bandwagon this morning, calling for more funding for the department to solve its problems. He spoke at a press conference in Raleigh today with the new DMV commissioner, Paul Tyne. The new commissioner promised to reduce wait times, simplify the DMV website, and make other improvements. He's working closely with the state auditor to find the issues with DMV and straighten them out. Legislators have called multiple committee meetings to discuss the issues with DMV. They have noted that the agency has more complaints than any other state department. The Columbus Disaster Preparedness Expo is Saturday from 10 until 2 at the fairgrounds. There will be food, kids activities, including touch a truck with area first responders, and information on how to prepare for and recover from disasters. The event is free. It's sponsored by the Columbus County Disaster Coalition. A free rabies clinic will be held Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon at 819 Farmers Union Road. All dogs and cats should be on a leash or in a carrier. The clinic is sponsored by Columbus Animal Protective Services. Now, tonight is going to be the Little Mermaid at the Museum of Natural Science in Wavell. If the weather holds off, the movie will be on the lawn about sunset. If it decides it's going to rain on us, and it's looking pretty wet out there right now, well, the movie's going to be moved inside. There will be refreshments available, but please, no food, no drink, no pets, no smoking or alcohol. Wavell Police have a new program for area seniors, shut-ins, and the disabled. It's called We Call, We Care. It's a free service. Subscribers will be called every day at the same time between 8 and 11 a.m. To sign up or for more information, see this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.